So next, we have to withdraw in all of history every single treaty
that has ever been signed.
Now, let's look at what's going on here in this country. Every one of us gets up in the morning, we go out and have breakfast, we get a job, we dress our kids, we make our bed, we go down to the store or shop, we go to work, and we think we're free. If you think that you are free, then please accept my apology for calling you a fool, because you are not free. How this applies to the money, our society is based on money. Everything that we do is based on money. Our every action is based on money. And the same thing applies to our government. Everything they do is based on money. We ain't got no money. There is no money anywhere. You have pieces of paper in your pocket. I mean, every one of you can reach down and say, I've got money. You got paper. That is not money. Here is a solution that we're going to do. When the recession of the Federal Reserve Bank of 1913 comes through, we are going to nationalize all of the banks. This does not mean that we are taking away control of the banks. We are going to regulate them so tightly so that all interest rates will be frozen at a designated period of time. And we are going to put in a new currency after these laws are rescinded. Then, this is where the anarchy comes in. Unfortunately, many of us have a number of preconceived notions of what will happen or take place. Here in Tehachapi, we'll probably get up and go to work, or you will, and the banks will be open, and probably not much is going to happen. But there are going to be some changes, and this is hopefully they will be accepted by the powers that be, because some of the current powers that be, and I don't mean to talk in a strange language to you, I just can't reveal who all is involved. However, some of them are former people that I have mentioned who will be in a position of authority. We're going to try to do things right. I don't know how successful, because we're all individuals. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. Everyone in this room has made mistakes. And as a group or an organization, we're going to be susceptible to the same mistakes. But we're going to change what the status quo is right now. We're going to rescind all non-positive law. Every piece of it. Not just one. Across the board. And this is going to open the floodgates.
Is this going to be a one by one, case by case, or is this going to be awesome?
No. They're history. And we're going to rescind all forms of sovereign immunity.
Yeah.
Now, I would envision some of the following to happen. 200 years ago, France had a revolution. How many of you are students of history and know what happened during the French Revolution?
Chopped them up.
The people went out and got every town council, every judge, and every barrister, which we know now as an attorney, and they either hung them or beheaded them. And for 40 years, France lived in peace and tranquility. And then we or this. Got lazy. And we wanted, or they wanted, somebody to pick up their garbage or sweep their street. So what I'm saying to you, everyone in this room, along with every other person in this country, is personally responsible for our problems. We've been lazy, we've been complacent, and we've been apathetic.
Ron, when you say you wanted somebody to sweep the streets or pick up the garbage, there's nothing particularly wrong with that if you want a contract to do that and I pay you to do that.
That's right. But when you provide a bureaucracy to do it for everyone, that's the difference. No government can exist in an informed society. If you know what's going on, you don't need government. And you have the capability of going out and sweeping your own street. You have the capability of getting rid of your own garbage. And you, if you want somebody to bring water into your house, can go out and barter or pay for it and get it done yourself. We don't need some dipstick at a planning commission to do it for us. We're all lazy. That is our problem. Never been our problem. That's what's happened to our country. We have sat back and said, hey, we elected them. Let them do their thing. And then we forgot to check and see if they were doing their thing. And instead of doing their thing, they were doing it to us. So, in response to your question, and I'll make it, I anticipated and I wanted to give you at least a little background. When you divest yourself or divorce yourself from government, if you can, in its entirety, please do so. Not for me, but for yourself. Gold will go to astronomical heights. In fact, we are going to force it up to at least $17,200 per ounce. We are going to then freeze it somewhere in that vicinity, or somewhere around $20,000 an ounce. We have no choice because we cannot burden or saddle our future generations with this debt. And that's all we're doing. The Congress is going through all this charade about a balanced budget amendment. Read the damn Constitution. They can't spend something they don't have. And that's what they're doing. They're breaking the law. Now, government currently says, we're just working within the system. And this is what we have to work with. If you take something that's fraudulent and you continue or you propagate that fraudulent act, then you are guilty of fraud. You have broken the law. Bill Clinton the other day stood up and said that he was a constitutional lawyer.
That's nice.
Bill Clinton can't even spell the word constitution. But most people in this country believe that we're under the Constitution. Folks, we haven't been there since 1934. With the new presidential directives that he has the ability to impose, he can come out and just say, I'm suspending the Constitution. It's already been done, but this is showboating. This is for television. And he can suspend the Congress for up to 90 days. He can put the FBI, the reservists, the military, the police force, and we can have our own version of 1984. So that's what you're looking at. We're going to put a stop to it. And I'm telling you right now, I am committed to this, and I will give my life for my country. Anybody gets on my road, I'm going right over the top of them. And I don't care if his name is Bill Clinton or Irving Schwartz or Mike Tyson. It makes no difference. I've met some pretty bad asses in my life, and I'm still 57 years old, and I'm sitting right here talking to every one of you. And there's many of them that won't even come close to my age. So, if there's some questions, I'd rather have a piece of chocolate cake, but I will answer the questions.
Ed, Ed.
Hello. You stated that we will run the government after December.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
I'm a part of it. I can't go into who else is involved. Some of the people or personalities you do know. It is a joint group. But I'm pleased to announce there's not one single attorney. There's not one single insurance man. There is no member of the B'nai B'rith. There is no member of the NAACP. There is a black American citizen that's a part of it, and he's one hell of a man, and he's my friend.
May I ask you another question?
Yes.
Do you think we'll have a lot of killing?
Yes, we're going to have a lot of problems in the metropolitan areas such as Los Angeles, New York, and so on.
For the big cities.
But how we conduct ourselves in Tehachapi, it's going to be like the rest of the country. We got ourselves in this mess. We've got to get ourselves out. And it's up to us. We're responsible. You and you and you let government get where they are. So now we have to accept responsibility. Ain't no big thing. We've made a lot of mistakes in the past. We're going to even make some more. But it's going to be under the Constitution. It's not going to be under the Democrats or the Republicans or Ross Perot or any of those other bird brains.
Are you familiar with Neil Peck at all?
In what frame of reference? Now I know who you're talking about. Yes, I'm familiar. No, they're not a part of anything we're doing.
Good.
No, they will not be a part of anything that we're going to do. Other than what the rest of you... I need something to drink. Could you get me in? I'm a little dry. I've been talking too much.
Margie has a question.
Yes, Margie.
Microphone, good.
I got it on. You were talking about the changes that are going to be coming up between now and when you get changed over.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have money changes that'll in the interim that'll change the dollar value and lower it or higher it or
no.
Gold or in between this interim period, how bad is it going to be monetarily?
Oh, Rick slipped some of that Gaia stuff in here. I knew it. Oh. There are going to be some changes. However, there's been a lot of speculation that for every Federal Reserve note we have, the government will in turn give us 6 of the new currency. That is a devaluation. That's all bullshit. You don't want any of that. You want dollar for dollar exchange. And that's what there's going to be. Nothing more and nothing less. We'll probably discontinue some of the smaller coins, but even that is not cast in concrete yet.
Like smaller coins like what?
Pennies and nickels. And another thing that is definitely going to be stopped, unless everybody in this room wants it and every other person in this country wants it, the banks are providing a service for us. The banks do not dictate or mandate any policy. Credit cards, if you want them, fine. That'll be your decision. this cashless society that we've been a headache for. It's for the birds. Unless you all decide. None of you have any input in anything, and stop and think about it. We have a conference in San Francisco that Rick and Brent can't go to next weekend, but I'm going to be there. Two of the members of the committee are going to be there, and so is Carl Sagan. Now, if we have to drop off in the ocean, then I'll go swimming. But I'm going to be there. And it's a necessary function. Zita, thank you very much. Boy, Rick, you think you're slick.
Ron?
Yes.
What's going to happen? Give him the mic. Give him the mic, please.
What's going to happen to the Congress, House of Representatives, and the Senate? Is that going to be dissolved?
It's a very interesting subject. We're going to make an opportunity, or give an opportunity, of approximately 30 minutes. Now, this isn't all finalized.
It's a long time.
But we're going to give a one-time opportunity for people to have a change of heart. Otherwise, they better be getting on an airplane. This country is ran and owned by the people. It may be hypothecated to the Federal Reserve. Do you know, if you own your home free and clear, and Federal Reserve comes in and decides that they want it, they can take it from you? The government has hypothecated every square inch of this country. That's overdone with. That's finished. I would imagine that probably a number of our current federal and state government leaders will be caught in the popcorn machine, so to speak. I'm not going to advocate open or armed rebellion. The only fools talk with guns and knives. However, I expect everybody in here to defend themselves if there's an overt action taken against them, and we must conclude that there are a number of people within government circles who can and will try to exert pressure. And more than likely, those people will die. And I'm sorry to say, again, no one in this room, I'm not asking anyone to pick up a gun and shoot somebody. That's stupid. But if somebody comes after you, I expect you to defend yourself in any manner that you want. You know, it wasn't too long ago when this country first started, a lot of those people used wooden clubs and rocks.
Against the British?
Sure. So, you know, I hope that it'll be some sort of a reasonable kind of action, but I don't look for it to be. Yeah.
So, Ron, I just wanted to focus that the one letter you wrote me, out of the millions of letters you write, if you could forget that one, you won't forget completion of this project of a new nation, will you?
Well, my first priority right now is the Phoenix Project, and I sincerely hope and believe that the funding will start this week. My efforts for the nation are going to go on until we have changed a number of things. Now, these things, some of them are minor. The United States government, that's minor. No, we're going to change it. It's going to change. We own this country. Every part of this country is ours. We don't need this government to tell us what we should eat, how we should do things, whether or not it causes cancer. That's all garbage. We're just going to have to accept responsibility for what we and who we are.
Let's say, for instance, that I'm working on, say, a couple hundred tons of gold, and I'm waiting for a signature to complete that project. If the international elite, or is it only a small group that knows of this explosion of gold value, why would this owner want to sell it at all, or any owner?
Well, I'm sorry. What are you saying? You're saying a couple of hundred tons of gold. What do you mean by a couple of hundred tons of gold? What are you referring to? First of all, nobody in this room has ever seen or knows or has conducted business that amounted to a couple of hundred tons of gold. Okay? Period. They do not have access to it. They don't know what it means in money. And if the money was physically put on this table, they wouldn't know what to do with it. They'll go buy a new car, they'll go buy new clothes, they'll go buy a new house, and they'll take a couple of trips, and pretty soon, that money is still sitting there. So what do you mean by a couple of hundred tons of gold? A couple of hundred tons of gold is 10 by 4 by 6. So explain to me, what do you mean by a couple of hundred tons of gold?
Contracts that we're working on, the owner says he has it. He's going to prove it up there.
All right, the only contracts that I'm familiar with are verbal agreements that the commander has with myself and with a number of people that are part and parcel of the government. Any individual who comes to you and says, I have access or availability to 200 tons of gold, tell him to hit the front door because he's a liar. Anybody that represents to you that they have 200 tons of gold is not being honest.
Well, I'll have to watch that develop. We were supposed to have a document over the weekend, and evidently that's why we don't have it yet.
Mm-hmm. Evidently.
Evidently.
Even the document isn't 200 tons of gold. It's just but another piece of paper.
A certain ambassador I know of this buyer, and he recently purchased 154 tons.
So he thinks.
Nobody purchased in your circle or sphere of influence or anyone that you know purchased 154 tons of gold. If they say that they did, they have been conned. It's not possible. Now, the existing gold reserves, and I'll just tell you right now what they are and where they are. There is 5,400,000 tons of gold within 30 miles of the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., in Virginia. There is 25,100,000 tons of gold under Peru. The only other gold is gold that's been contracted or used for jewelry manufacture and or circuit boards.
So you're talking
Peru. So 30 million, roughly 31 million tons of gold is the total gold.
Do you have any conception of how much gold that is?
Of course not.
They told me 100 tons was like 10 or 5.
Well, it's immaterial. It's massive.
Yeah, massive.
Well, I thought it would be in Switzerland.
Why?
Because the Swiss bank. But bonds.
Swiss banks mean nothing. They have trading agreements with the United States government, and all somebody in the Justice Department has to do is call up the financial institution in Switzerland, and they will tell them, you don't want a Swiss bank account, and you don't want to live in a country where you have to take your money and hide it from anybody. This is America. This is our country. We do what we want to do within certain ethical and legal and honorable guidelines. We don't have to go anywhere. Government has made you into a thief, and you, and you and everybody sitting in this room. Now tell me that's freedom. That's bullshit.
So the so-called depositories in Croton don't exist?
No. There is no repository or deposit area where 154 tons of gold exists on this earth. And invite the person in to tell me that there is. And I'll shake his little story up real quick. Those do not exist. There is a member, A6 of the committee. How many people are familiar with the committee? Sir James Goldsmith. Sir James Goldsmith controls 72% of all gold futures in all markets. He is a partner with the committee in 21 or 22 of the 30 major gold mining operations in the world. And guess what? You don't even get 154 tons of gold a year out of all of them combined. You get 3 to 7 million ounces.
Per year.
Per year.
So add up.
How many?
Well, it makes no difference. The point that I'm trying to make is there's a lot of hot shots and a lot of wheeler dealers, and it's all back to the same old thing. If it sounds too good to be true, it is.
So my question is, why do these idiots go through these offers, put everybody through all these moves when it's never going to close anyway?
Okay. Here is the reason. It's why our country is where it is. You and you and you want something for nothing.
Right.
And you're going to get nothing for something.
For your believing in something for nothing.
So, the high rollers, tell them to hit the bricks.
They're getting no upfront money. We're real clear with that. What have you done in trading programs? Is that real or not?
What have I personally done, or
what has anybody done?
In what trading programs are you referring to? You have to be very specific, because there are some legitimate programs out there. But if you're referring to any of these arbitrages, there's one that's legitimate. One. That's the Bergevin program.
Mm-hmm.
Forget all about all the rest of them, because they were con men. In simple, plain, vernacular, they're bullshit artists. Anybody that says that they can do what some of those people represented themselves to do or could do, were plain liars. And I'll bet you there are people in this room that were part of some of those programs. Savage, Charcoal, you've been laid away, folks. Yeah, your question.
Your old ex-con friend Gene Dixon here.
Hey, Ida.
It's a pleasure to see you out. It's a pleasure to see you looking more relaxed.
No. Oh.
But I got to ask you some pretty tough questions here, because I'm coming from a different direction. I came here about 3 years ago, went to the same position that you are right now, and a lot of good people gave me a lot of help down here.
Yeah.
And sometimes they depend upon me to get some answers. Can I take you back to the question the commander was putting to all of us as I understood the tape?
Sure.
It appears that we are in pretty deep financial strata.
For the past 2 days, that was gone into detail, and within the next 24 to 48 hours, those problems should be alleviated in their entirety.
Can you give us more of a definitive answer to that?
Well, let me put it this way, without being specific at the request of certain individuals, I will provide, there will be interim funding if necessary, and regular funding within a very short time for all projects. Every one of them.
Okay. So the problem I have And I probably know as much about your background as you know about your background. I worked with you very closely in preparing various writs and all that type of thing. And by the way, I'm also very experienced in selling tons of gold. Now this is real. Where the gold has been stored at a particular bank and you have your core samples and you have your investigators, the gold never leaves a particular bank. It all relies upon...
Or repository or whatever,
right. Whatever depository it's at.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with Ron. If someone's telling you about 150 tons of gold, you're getting a real con job.
Yeah.
It is not out there.
Introduce them to your mother-in-law.
And there's a very interesting thing about gold, too. Dave?
No.
There's a very interesting thing about gold. Gold can be traced to the exact part of the country that it was first found. It has certain trace elements, and you cannot con these gold buyers. They know exactly where that gold was mined and where it came from.
This is the end of side B on tape number one. There was no tape number two.